from the GPB newsroom. I'm Taylor Gant. Fatal drug overdoses in Cobb County dropped year over year, according to new data. But as GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports, officials aren't comfortable calling this a trend.
According to the Cobb County Medical Examiner's annual report, 2018 drug deaths dropped by nearly a quarter from 2017. Opioid-related fatalities dropped by more than half. But Chief Medical Examiner Christopher Gulledge is cautious. Cobb has only been tracking how people die in the county since 2015.
One data point can't define a trend. So we don't know if 2017 was abnormally high or 2018 just dropped and we'll be back to 2017 numbers in 2019.
Drug-related overdoses are the second leading cause of death in Cobb County behind heart disease. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Georgia's Senate Minority Leader says he won't run for re-election in his suburban Atlanta district next year. State Senator Steve Henson made the announcement this week. He told the AJC he wants to focus on personal and business matters and on helping Democrats gain seats in the Republican-led legislature. Henson has served as minority leader for 9 years. He faced a close primary challenge in 2018, besting a little-known Democratic challenger by just over 100 votes. Thousands gathered in Hall County on Thursday to honor a Georgia deputy killed in the line of duty. Family members, fellow officers, and friends remembered Deputy Nicholas Blaine Dixon, who was shot and killed on Monday while trying to stop a stolen car. Sergeant Charles Huell worked with Dixon the night of the shooting and spoke during the service.
I miss you dearly, brother. I'm sorry I couldn't save you or do more for you. We will hold the line and honor you for the rest of our lives. I'm sorry I couldn't save your husband, your dad, and your son, but I truly believe that night Blaine saved me.
Dixon is the fourth Georgia officer killed in the line of duty this year. You're listening to GPB.